Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy 2020, party people.
I know.
I can't believe it.
2020.
It's ridiculous. How is it the 20s already?
I know.
It's the 20s. Were they the roaring 20s?
Yeah.
Maybe living the
1920s.
Right.
Roaring,
yeah,
20s.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. It's the 20s.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. It's just bizarre.
As people sit there and go, what are you marveling at? It's our age. We're getting older, and it's yeah. It's embarrassing. It's downright embarrassing.
Don't be embarrassed by it. That happens
to
everyone.
You have to embrace it.
Yeah, you do.
Nothing you can do about it.
It's true. Yeah, nothing you can do. We need sci-fi to step in. Science. Just, you know, with that magic pill that fixes everything, keeps us young forever.
I'm just going to keep using Miss Clairol.
Oh, yeah. God. Cannot wait to shave my head and just let it grow in gray.
I will do it tomorrow morning.
No, I told you I'm keeping it until. Although I do need a dye job. I'm starting off the new year with a skunk stripe.
I was thinking about you because there was a story this morning on whatever website I was on that Gwyneth Paltrow rocked her gray hair last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
I
but
saw
she's a blonde.
Well, but she didn't get a dye job. Wow. You could see her grays, and she was just feeling it.
Well. She wore a dress where she was completely a see-through dress.
See-through, yeah, like brown colored or rust colored.
Oh. It looked if there's like... any way to keep someone from seeing your skunk stripe,
right?
So,
so
Sarah,
you're saying just wear something more
if
translucent.
You don't mind pulling off your parka,
yeah, and
maybe,
your shirt.
Well, we'll wet that down. How about that?
My shirt?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Sure. All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, she was completely in a see-through outfit.
Yeah.
She walked out, and I just went, oh, my
Can
God.
Can you see, like, muff and everything?
You're ridiculous.
She was wearing, like, a thong.
No,
was
her
it a thong?
Little boy shorts.
Okay.
But her full legs from top of the thigh down, yeah, visible through,
yeah,
the sheer.
And what about her boobs?
And bra-type top.
Oh, so you could see through it, but you couldn't see any good stuff.
Yeah.
She's basically,
yeah,
wearing like a bikini cover up.
Yes.
Oh.
Exactly right.
Well, maybe she's heading to vacation right after the Golden Globes. You know, she's got the obligation of going to the award show.
I just had. Look, people can do whatever they want.
Sure.
But I definitely
agreed.
Thought. Too old for that.
Oh,
she
did
still
you think
looks
that?
Good.
It just didn't. I didn't say she didn't look good. Mm. She looked great.
You're saying it's undignified.
Yes.
At her advanced age.
I think.
How old is she?
Which is our age. She's got to be. What?
No, she's probably
she's
a little younger than us.
Her?
But I still didn't. It just didn't
early
look.
Early 40s,
it
I'm
looked,
guessing.
More like an.
Like a desperate attempt to remain relevant?
No.
Oh.
It looked more like a Grammys dress than it did a Golden Globes dress.
She's a little more. Although, don't they say
she's
Golden...
She's 47.
Oh, boy. Older even than I thought. The Golden Globes supposed to be the party one, right? Isn't that where they all sit around tables and
they
and eat dinner and
like
drink?
Yeah, the foreign press, right?
Is that it?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah, that's the one. You didn't see any of it last night?
No way, man.
No, I did.
No.
You did?
I watched... Quite a bit, actually.
I thought might as well have because there
Ellen
was no getting to sleep.
Was right. Amazing.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm not, look, I don't dislike Ellen. I'm a fan.
Sure.
She's, of her accomplishments, I'm a huge fan. No question. She's done a lot.
Yes.
In her life. And they were, she got some kind of the Carol Burnett Award.
Something, yeah. She
her
got
speech
awarded.
Was, she killed it.
Make sure you grab some Ellen for me.
Her speech was so great. She goes, listen,
I heard she had a great moment, but I didn't.
I'm not going to be up here. I mean, they'll let me. They can't play me off. This is a special award. Mm. They told me they'd show me a light at 25 minutes, but that's just for my reference.
25 minutes.
And 25
she goes, but I'm not going to take all that time. So this story starts in New Orleans, where I was born, and you just go, oh, no.
It's a human story.
Oh, no.
Exactly what I thought.
When I was 3 years old, yeah. Mother fled.
Oh, my God. And she just, and I won't, I'll save the joke so she so they can, he can play it for you. But it, her joke, the one, was perfectly. You expect a comedian to remember their speech, and she did, and nailed it.
Oh.
Every part of it.
Wow.
But the part
how
where she.
How long was it? Not 25 minutes.
No, no, no. She was. That was part of her joke.
Okay, got
she
it.
Was just.
Like
you know.
She was doing a set.
Right.
I see.
She was just.
Show me a light at 25.
You know,
minutes.
I mean, that's one of the things they talk about is these award shows, too much speechifying.
Mm-hmm. It's 5 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, she was entertaining at least.
Oh, we'll zip through that. We're going to listen to some of the opening monologue, too, which apparently.
I didn't hear any of that.
Oh.
I came in late because I was watching football up until.
I watched a couple clips this morning, but then I was reading some of the transcript of it, and he is just. Unforgiving to those people.
Well,
those Hollywood types. Ricky Gervais, this is his fifth and final time hosting.
Oh, so he was he's the one who said I'm done.
He said I'm done, and he's so good. Like the few Golden Globe Awards that I've watched, mm-hmm. you know, with him, I've just been like, damn, that's a guy who's not afraid of offending the people in the room. I mean, he's pointing right at people and calling them out. And it's funny. But, I mean, it's not funny if you're the people.
Right.
It's totally not funny. You're actually, I guess there's a meme of Tom Hanks going around.
I was going to say, people are saying that he was upset.
Well, I'll play it for you. To, you know. Oh, my God. Here's the other thing that's happening today. Mm. And then I suppose we should talk about what we did on our summer vacation.
Our summer.
Whatever. Whatever it is. The 20s, man. It's over. We are doing the Bottle Rock announcement at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
You will not effing believe who is on this light. It's not on your thing. Oh, no. It actually
it is.
I know. I left it on.
Why did you leave
right
it on there? Why?
Because it was just part
that?
Of my whole rundown thing, and I would have
do
to do
not
Vinny
give it away, Vinny.
Oh, wow.
Do not, Vinny, don't.
I didn't do anything.
Don't give it away.
You'll.
Oh, my God. What did
don't give it away.
Don't
she
give
said,
it,
don't give it away.
I said, don't give it away.
And you
no,
pulled your arm.
Shut up. Listen.
You're giving it away right
we
now.
We don't need any trouble.
Right. So why are you?
Why
she's
are you?
Not.
I didn't.
You're the one
I said, don't give it,
it
away.
What? Anyway, so that is happening later. And
yes,
we'll
it
have
is at 8 o'clock.
Why
we'll
do
have
you
tickets.
Keep doing
stop
it?
It?
We'll have
Vinny.
Tickets.
Stop
what
it.
What are you talking about?
Stop it. Don't. Stop it. And the other thing that's happening
let
today.
Let this be a lesson to all of you how difficult she can be. I'm not the one.
You are the one. You are the one.
You're totally the one.
That was a wink. And you just can't stop talking about it. So shut up. The other thing that's happening today, starting at 8 o'clock, every hour on the hour for 9 hours every day, we're doing $1,000 a day.
Right.
So it's the code word thing where you listen and then you enter the code word at the text number that we give you and.
We had, Lexi had a winner, Autumn from Fremont.
Oh.
Won $1,000 on Friday.
Oh, I don't see, usually there's a list in here.
You know what, I pulled it off the
thank
printer.
Thank you, I'll be happy
I'll
to look at
you.
That. Autumn.
Yes.
From Fremont, congratulations on taking home $1,000 in our 9K a day. Oh, look, you even updated it for me. That's great. That's what it sounds like.
Where are you pointing?
It's time to win.
Oh, man.
It's
well,
not, it's
not
actually
time
not
to
time to win right now.
They know it's not time to win.
You know they're going to call.
Well,
nope,
they're not calling us.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They don't call us. That's right.
The other number.
My goodness. It's a contest. We don't have to worry about it. Here's the word. Bye.
I like with that.
Okay. So, who wants to start? Vinny?
You start. You left here.
I truly don't have anything. Well, I went to Florida and saw my parents.
Yeah.
It went very, very smoothly. No fights. No tension.
Wait.
Great.
When was your... I guess Danielle's party was a week before then.
Yeah, at least a week.
Yeah, that was while the show was going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you left here and went straight to Florida.
Yes. Well, we left on Sunday, so I spent the weekend at home.
How was the travel part?
Sucked. It was horrible.
Ugh.
Our plane got diverted to another airport, and it was a mess. But
I was
we got there
because I was seeing all the news where it was terrible.
Yeah, there was like flooding and all kinds of crap.
Oof.
Yeah, so we got there, and it went really smoothly.
Did it?
It did. It was great. We celebrated my dad's 80th birthday at a place called the Oyster Society. I know. His actual birthday is not until, I think, tomorrow.
Oh.
My my late mother-in-law's birth is right around this time, and so is Elvis's, and it's the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Like, each one of them is on a different day, and I can never finish.
How did Elvis get into the mix?
Elvis's birthday, because my dad loves Elvis so much, we would celebrate Elvis's birthday when we celebrated my dad's birthday.
How funny.
I don't know how old Elvis would be now, but pretty GD old.
Yeah.
Your dad's age?
If he's, older. I think he's older than my dad. I don't know. I don't really know. Maybe he's younger. I don't know. But anyway, it was a great visit. And then we came home, and we've been hanging out with my brother and sister-in-law. We had a really small gathering on New Year's Eve and jammed in the new studio.
Oh, here. Back here.
Back here. Home here. And just, I sewed my ass off all last week.
You did.
Oh, my God. I was going
crazy.
Why
did you take some time off?
I love it. I just, it's so
nice.
That
is your time off, huh?
It is my time off. It's just a hobby, but it's just so fun, and I'm always thinking of, like, different things to make. I'm making aprons right now.
Oh.
I know. Out of old jeans. They're wicked cute. So, anyway, blah, blah, blah. That's that. Honestly, that's the entirety of my
vacation.
Okay,
let me ask you this,
Lobster,
because I thought about it, and I went, not that I care. Listen, you party your ass off. You should.
Yeah.
How's dryuary going?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
You've been dry since the first.
Well, here's what happened on the first.
Not quite.
No, I have been. Although, my friend Joe, who's also doing it, he stopped at midnight on New Year's Eve. So as soon as it turned to 2020, he stopped.
He put his dumb drink
put
down.
He wouldn't toast. He wouldn't sip from the champagne to do the toast. I'm like, dude, this is still yesterday. This is still the same day. So I did party for 2 hours into the new year, but since then I've been dry.
Wow.
And I'll continue to be dry. And there have been moments already. Like the next day, we went out to this really nice dinner, and I got a lobster.
Oh, yum.
Ooh.
I know. You know me. I'm
got to have a drink
heaven
with your lobster.
Well, no, it's just, you know, everyone was drinking at the table. Actually, there's one other dry guy there, so it was fun. But it was, it's not going to be a problem, and I need it. I want to go to bed early on the weekends. I don't really want to, but I'm going to for the rest of this month, and it's going to be... I'm going to restore myself. I'm going to stay in my schedule. 2020 is going to start off solidly. The end. What'd you do this vacation?
Well, I left here on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Got up at dark in the morning.
On Saturday.
To get in my Uber to go to the airport. To fly south to get my mom, mm-hmm. get in her car.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up. The missus goes, all right, I'm going to get you an Uber. The kids are asleep. Let's just get the Uber. The Uber's so now. I'm like, all right, I'm getting my I don't even have an Uber thing.
App.
Oh, you don't?
No, and I don't want one.
Why?
Because I just don't.
You're going to have to download it sometime when you need it.
I don't want to.
All right.
So
he'll just have the wife do it.
She gets the Uber. I'm getting my last minute things together. Mm-hmm. And then the Uber guy cancels and says, you're too far away. And I'm like.
Oh, they do that sometimes.
I don't even know what that means. How can you take
They take it and then they mm-hmm. find out where you are and where mm-hmm. you're going. Mm-hmm. I think they don't find out all that stuff necessarily. There must be something hidden because I've had that happen to me before too.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I'm not driving up that hill to get you.
Right.
Yeah. I grabbed
It's ridiculous because they charge you. If you cancel, they'll charge you $5 or $7. But when they cancel,
you're
ass
screwed.
Out. Yeah.
It wasn't even the ass out part was I've just lost every minute of time waiting for that guy to.
Right.
I had to grab my backpack, run out the door. There wasn't even a kiss or a goodbye. I ran out the door, jumped in my car, and split.
So you had to park your car at the airport.
Yes.
And then you had to go back there and get
your
car.
And get it on the way home mm-hmm. and have Sandy follow me in her car, which, by the way, 17 was like, you've never driven so slow. What's wrong? I was going so slow so Sandy wouldn't lose me.
Right.
And so she would feel confident. On that windy...
It's hairy, yeah.
Well, but we'd already been on the road for 6... You know, you want
to... Yes, I just want to get home. Mm-hmm.
I want to start my vacation.
Yeah.
Because it hadn't started yet.
Mm-hmm.
So
no.
Anyway, we went through all that and got that done. Once we got her here...
Is she still here?
No, we already got her home.
I see.
That was another
Your
day
brother
of travel.
Came up.
No,
oh,
he
you
didn't.
Had to drive her down.
Christina drove her down
right.
and flew back. Because
right.
she was like... I'd love to. And I went, all right, go ahead, you weirdo.
Good for her.
That's funny.
I would love to do really anything besides staying here.
And teamwork, too. Right. I like
sure.
that.
Yes. Sharing the load.
Yeah, sure.
Well, she and Nona get along really
well. Oh, they do. Yeah. No, they're fine. So anyway, we had, Christmas was incredible. Yeah. It was fun. I mean, it was super fun. Little kids. We watched all the Christmas. I saw so many movies over the holidays.
Did you see Love Actually?
No. Why would I watch that?
I watched it.
I watched it too. And I really do think you would enjoy it.
You would love that movie.
You know what I don't need?
It's a happy ending. It's a happy ending.
Well, there's some sad endings. There's sad endings and happy endings. Well, it's five or six different stories.
I don't
stories.
Need a good cry. I've had plenty.
Oh, so, boy. The crying.
I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yes.
And absolutely loved it. I don't know
I
why
have gotta go
hated
back.
It so much.
I've got to go back and watch it. I found it intensely boring. Like I
got
I,
some awards, right?
Yeah, just won at the Golden Globes last night.
So to me, watching that movie, and I'm not going to, there's no spoilers here, right. but the way they captured 70s LA, all the scenes where the cars, like LA streets, where all the cars are 70s
yeah.
cars,
yeah.
all the clothes are, they even had old LA radio on their radio station
oh,
as
neat.
They're driving around. Like, I don't know the real Don Steele, but I'm listening to it going, I've heard that damn name.
Mm.
That's like an LA probably uh-huh. DJ
yeah.
from
right.
that era.
Oh, that's
I wonder
so
if
great.
They got like old archive tapes.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or they had to have someone fake it.
Right.
Just the way they did all that. I love the two dudes' relationship. I thought they were ridiculous together. I thought that the sort of the thing Leo goes through as an actor, they're showing the drama like within your own head. He's mm-hmm. like, I can't go try out for that. I got no confidence. And you're just all, how fragile.
And he's got like a stutter, right?
How fragile your ego. I didn't notice a stutter, but I just, he's showing how fragile actors are.
Yeah.
That their egos are destroyed when they don't get gigs.
The Bruce Lee scene's pretty good.
So funny. And yeah. by the way, yeah. that is as insulted. Like anyone who says that's not insulting.
Oh, he looks like a 100% DB who can't back it up. Like, that is...
That scene where Brad Pitt goes, oh, I don't know, the dent in that car says something different. And the lady is like, that's my car! Anyway, that, I loved it. You didn't love that?
There were good moments, but by and large, I was like, I can't sit through any more of this. Like, it was, I think we were 2 hours in. I'm like, is anything ever going to happen?
Here's what I'll tell you. This is what I'll tell you.
All right.
First of all, anyone who told you the ending.
Nobody said anything about the ending.
The ending is spectacular.
That is what I have heard.
It's spectacular. Like, it's just what you would wish happens.
Okay.
Happens.
All right, I got to go. We got to go back and watch
it. And I'll tell you the other thing is I watched it from home. So I was just sitting there.
And you can get up and stop. And...
I didn't have to.
All right, I'll have to watch it again. Oh, I have to watch those first 2 hours again.
So good. Oh, you know what? I
Maybe
watched
I'll come
it twice.
Oh my God, you did?
I really liked it. I loved. Look, I get it.
I'm actually really glad to hear it because I freaking love all his other movies.
Normally, there's so much violence in his movies, and often he'll take your head right off from the beginning. So you're just like, what just happened? So there's none of that. It's definitely a story, and you have to, you know, settle in and. Mm-hmm. I can see why people would say, nah, I get it. You want to bail? I don't blame you. No, I mean,
but that last but hour was worth it.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. So I saw The Joker, too.
Oh.
I saw Star Wars. Did you see Star Wars?
I didn't see Star Wars.
Since Nona was here, you know, we got to go see Star Wars.
Nice.
Oh, you went to the movie theater.
Yeah.
You and the wife?
And the missus, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So?
She was like,
how'd you like it?
Your mom's watching the kids and we're going to the movies. All right. I liked
Sounds
it.
Great.
I didn't think it was, you know, I. To me, I think the Star Wars thing had its moment.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have its moment for little kids coming up now with the new characters.
Right.
But as a grown up, it's.
You didn't need to see it.
They're just limping along.
Mm.
You know, I mean, there's.
You don't like the way they wrap this trilogy?
I don't quite understand what that means. So Rey will never be back.
I don't know. I mean, I guess she probably will maybe as an old woman. I have no idea.
You know, that's what I mean. It seems to be kind of...
Yeah, they called it the end of the nine.
And so what will they... They're going to... Sure, I mean, they'll maybe if they have new characters, it'll be more interesting.
Yeah.
But right now, seeing old Mark Hamill...
Yeah.
As a...
An old, already dead Carrie Fisher.
And she's in it a lot more than you think.
It's so surprising. All right, we're getting late.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, you want to get to a song?
Yeah, KLSC, HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy 2020. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.